Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So today happens to be the Yahrzeit of the Or HaChaim. And the Or HaChaim is a very special phenomena. Everybody learns his Torah. The entire Torah world and Hasidim love the Sefer. You could imagine he was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. He was a contemporary, older than the Baal Shem Tov. And a Hasidic story goes that when the Or HaChaim HaKadosh passed away, it was Shabbos, and the Baal Shem Tov, when he washed the Shalashudis, he said, Kavo Ner HaMarovi. And nobody understood what he's talking about. And after Shabbos, they became aware that the Or HaChaim passed away. And they asked the Baal Shem Tov, how did he know? That would seem to be a strange question. How did he know? Probably he knew everything. So the Baal Shem Tov said that the side of Netilas Yadayim is only Nesgala to one person in every generation. And he didn't know that side. And when he washed the Shalashudis, suddenly, like a revelation, he understood the Sod of Netilas Yadayim. So he imagined that the Rechaim Kodesh passed away, because the Rechaim knew that Sod, that when he passed away, it was up for grabs. And the Baal Shem Kodesh received that Sod of Netilas Yadayim. So somebody checked, and Tezvo was never chal on Shabbos, at least that year that the Rechaim passed away. And then somebody did some research and came up with an amazing idea that there's a 2-hour time difference between the Ukraine and Eretz Yisrael. The Rechaim was in Eretz Yisrael. So when the Baal Shem Tov washed the Shalashudis, it was already Matzah Shabbos, and Eretz Yisrael and the Rechaim passed away. So the story stems. So it's not a kash. So the Rechaim was a giant of his time, one of the Sephardi Gedolim, and he wrote many Sforim. The Rechaim is the best known. But in Halacha, his most powerful and amazing sefer is the Pri Toyer on Yoredeya, in which he is the nemesis, maybe not the right word, of the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh was a big takef, and he goes against everyone, against the Bishesef, against the Ramah. And the Rechaim is out to be Miyashev, the Bishesef and the Ramah, from all the kashas of the Pri Chodesh. He wrote a Sefer Rishon LeTzion in Shulchan Aruch and Chafetz Hashem and Masechtas and Shas. When he passed away, he was 47 years old. And it's amazing at such a young age how he achieved so much. In the introduction to his Sefer Chafetz Hashem, he writes that he asks anybody to learn a Sefer only if he learns Torah Lishma. And if you don't learn Torah Lishma, don't dare to learn.
Kol HaLashon.
Many years ago, I heard from the Nesiva Shalom, Slana Merebe, they asked a Kabbalah that today the Rechaim is no longer Makbid, and anybody could learn in the Sefer. And they say, sure he's not Makbid, because why would he write a Sefer that nobody could learn? Nobody would learn in the Sefer. How about those people that do learn Torah Lishma? So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Gamliel was Nosi, he said, Kol she'ein toichoi kebaroi lo yekonis lebeis ha-medish. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nosi, he opened the doors and he said, anybody could come in, v'nesla b'safse l'debei medrosha. So the Kotzke Rebbe said, Remendele Mekotzke, What was wrong with Ashkof of Rabbi Gamliel? He said, the real Torah Kibara is always stayed outside. So, Ma'ir HaChom and Bitekanto. The real Torah Kibara is never came in. Because if you're Torah Kibara, you have some another. And I say, if there are people that learn Torah Lishma, they are the ones that won't dare to learn the Orach Chaim Sefer. So what's the point? So if somebody really wants to learn the Chifas Hashem, I think I would give him a heter. If you really want to learn the Chifas Hashem. That's an interesting question, but I did show some Talmidei Chachamim that in Pre-Toyar he also writes something similar, not in the Hakdama, but in the Sefer Gufo. I don't know why he only wrote that in Chifetz Hashem. Maybe the Orach Chaim is so full of Avos Torah and Yerushalayim and Musa that he didn't want to limit the people that will learn in the Sefer Orach Chaim and the Torah. So in Orach Chaim we don't find anything of that nature, neither introduction or in the Sefer. So Zchus HaYitogon Aleinu V'al Kol Yisroel. It should be a Melech Yoisha for Klal Yisroel. So this week we read Parshas Balak. And all the Klalos of Bilam were turned into Brachas. Hein Am Kalov Yokum Ukari Yisnase Lo Yishkav Ad Yoichel Teref. And Rashi in the spot brings that this is a remez for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Kishem oim de mishnosam shachris misgabrim kalovi ucha ari lachtoifes amitzvis. Lel bishtalis le kroese shema velaniach tfilin. Lo yishke balaylo al mitosoi hacho oichon o machabel kolmaze kabole torfer keitzad. Koyles shema al mitosoi umafkid ruchoi biyad hamokim. And the source of this drosha is source number 3 in our sheet. The Gemara in Brachos omeru la kol ha-kol ha-kriya shema b'lo tefillin ki l'mayde l'sheka b'yatzmoy. Rab Chiya v'Rab Yochanan hikrav oyle b'li mincha v'zevach b'li nesochim. Source number 3 is not the source of Rashi, but rather source number 4, which is a medrash. But source number 3 is Akasha. The Gemara says you cannot learn Kriya Shema without tefillin. And the Seder that Rashi writes is Lil Bishtalis, Rikroi Es HaShema, Velahaniach tefillin. So, Medivrei Rashi Mashma, that the sequence is Talis, Krishma, tefillin. But the Gemara says, if you learn Kriya Shema without tefillin, Ki'ilu Mayed Eder Sheker. So how would Rashi go with the Gemara? It's a doichik to say that Rashi, the Seder in Rashi is Lav Davka. You know, all the Gedolim since the days of Rashi were Medayik Belshoinoi, and if Rashi writes Lil Bishtalis, Likri Kriya Shema, V'Lavniach Tefillin, Mashma that is the Seder. Source number 5, we find a minag in the days of the Gaonim. The Tursim and Memvav bring Sidurei Ashkenaz Kosov. Yerotzoin, Reboin Kol Olamim, and the lengthy Nusach, Va'oimim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Rabbi Yehuda Chosid Hoi Yeruga Loimer Achrov Boruch Shem Kavoid Malchus Elyon Avod Boi Mechaven Et Seis Boi Yedai Kriya Shema Mishum Shelefa'omim Kishoisim Klevis Misakva Mekriya Shema Ad Achar Zmano. It is clear in the Rosh that the Kriya Shema we say before Psuke de Zimra is not to be Yoitze Misvis Kriya Shema. That's a Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. It's kedai to bear in mind to be yoitze kriya shema shel shachris because sometimes it's a long davening, like when we say kroivitz minig ashkenaz, and by the time you're going to say kriya shema bebrichaseyo, Yomait Mizman Kriya Shema. That was the meaning of Rabbi Yehuda Achosid. But the fundamental meaning, to say Kriya Shema before Psukah de Zimra, has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shachas. So what is that Kriya Shema about? I think that Kriya Shema is about Hein Am Kalovi Yokim Ucha Ari Mitnasei. And the Kriya Shema we say before Psukah de Zimra is the equivalent of Kriya Shema Sha'alamito. So in the very first Tosfos in Shas and Bruchas the Beis Amud Aleph, there are two different approaches. What is Kriya Shema Sha'alamito about? One approach of Rabbeinu Tam, Minig Ashkenaz, is to daven Marav early, after the plague. And therefore, you're not Yoitze Kriya Shema Shalavis. And that is Kriya Shema Shalamito. But the other approach is, Kriya Shema Shalamito has nothing to do with Kriya Shema Shalavis. We daven Marav after Tzeisak Echovim. Kriya Shema Shalamito is a person should go to bed, Metoich Divrei Torah, or maybe rather, Lo Yishkav Ad Yoichel Terev. So there's a special Indian. Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, as you get up in the morning as early as possible, Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim once again before you go to sleep at night, Umafkid Ruchoy B'yad HaMokoy. And therefore, when Chazal say, Kol HaKrun Rekriya Shema Belitfilin Kilu Mayid Eid Sheker, that halacha refers to Kriya Shema Shel Shachas, which is Yoitze, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shachas. The early Kriya Shema is just Hen Am Kalovi Yokum. That is Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, and that does not necessitate tefillin. So min haTorah, we need to say Kriya Shema twice a day, Bishachvacho Uvkumecho. And that is Kriya Shema Shel Shachas and Kriya Shema Shel Ames. And Chazal were metaken Birchois Kriya Shema Lefneo Ula Achareo. And those are the two Kriya Shemas we say Al Seder HaTfilo. Tvilas Shachas and Tvilas Arvis. We say Kriya Shema four times a day before Psukah de Zimra. La'olam Yehiyodam Yerei Shemaim. And that is the lengthy Nusach that we find in the Tur Semen Mem Vav. And then Kriya Shema Sha'alamito. And that is the special inyan of Hein Am Kalov Yokum, Kari Yisnasei, Lo Yishkav Ad Yoichel Teref. Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim when you open up your eyes in the morning, and Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim when you are mafkid ruchoy biyad hamokoyim. So Rashi says, Loi vishtales, koyres Hashema umaniach tefillin, because that early Kriya Shema, that doesn't have the paid of kol ha-koyre Kriya Shema beli tefillin. Kol ha-koyre Kriya Shema beli tefillin is mitzvahs Kriya Shema shel shachris. That is the Kriya Shema we refer to in Parshas Kriya Shema. So that is L'choyre the Teretz and Rashi. So why do we need the Talis before Kriya Shema? In days of yore, Talis doesn't necessarily mean your special Talis that you put on for davening. They had tzitzis in their garments. So Rashi just means to say, you dress up, and you already were Mekayim, the midst of tzitzis, because in the big dayorim they had tzitzis. And the first thing you do is Koyer Kriya Shema, and then maniach tefillin. So that is the yishuv, and what seems to be a pelep bedivrei Rashi. So this Rashi stresses the importance of a person dedicating his entire day to avodas Hashem. You get up in the morning, you say Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The last thing you do before you go to sleep, once again, Kriya Shema. You start with Kriya Shema, you end with Kriya Shema. You start with Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, and you end your day in the same fashion, with Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim. There are two different pirushim in the Rishonim. What does this posuk mean, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Could one say it is the most important pasuk in the Torah? One can never say that. Every pasuk is as important as any other. And a Sefer Torah that has one letter that is pasuk is a pasuk of Sefer Torah. Doesn't matter which letter. But one could still say, for us, as Eden, what is the most significant pasuk? Definitely Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Every Yid dreams and hopes that with his last breath of life, he will have the schus to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Thousands of Jews throughout the ages were murdered and killed while saying the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, like Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef Kisho Yisrael Kenes Besoroi. According to a different Mama Chazal, he said, "V'yohavtu es Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol mo'idecha." So we should know pshat in the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Sefer HaChinuch writes, that is the mitzvah v'emunas hayichud, which is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Abu Darham says that this posuk has two different mitzvahs and not one. Shem Elokeinu is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Hashem Echad is Emunas Hayichud. And they're not the same. Hashem Echad, we declare, we cry out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad Yochid Emiyuchad Ve'ein Achidus Kemoyu. But that is not Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is Hashem Elokeinu. He is our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Sol Salanto used to say, when a person says Hashem Echad, Echad is three letters. Aleph is Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad. The Ches is the Remes to Shivar Akiyim Va'oretz. The Dalet is Dalet Rucho Yis HaShomayim. So when you say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you're miyachad Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilomoy. In the entirety of creation, Rabbi Shua Salanta said, but don't forget yourself. He is your HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. So it's easier to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shiver HaKiyim and Dara Druchas HaShemayim, but don't forget, you're part of this package as well. And you need, first and foremost, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Atzmecha. And I think that is what the Abu Darham says. Hashem Echad is great. Hashem Echad is Emunas HaYichud. Hashem Echad means we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything and He's everywhere. Ve'ein oid melvadoi. Ani rishon v'ani achon u'mebalodai ein Elohim. But Hashem Elokeinu is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That is Kabbalah's oil. Hashem Elokeinu v'anachnu avodav. And because He is our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are His avodim, we are mechuyev in taryag mitzvah shebetorah. So according to Abu Darham, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is two different ideas. Hashem Echad is Emunas HaYichud, but Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is actually Hashem Elokeinu. And I think the two brachas shelefoneho, bein b'shachas, bein b'arves, are associated with the two parts of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. First brachas, brachas ha-ma'orois. By night, yitzel ha-ma'orois. And by night, ha-ma'arav ha-rovim. In the morning, yitzel ha-ma'orois. Brachas ha-ma'orois is associated with Hashem Echad. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, when a person observes nature, he could achieve Ahava V'Yirah. But by observing nature, you would never know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. Nature is for the world. Nature could prove Hashem Echad. But a person should understand and appreciate Machoy Vosoy Ba'ilomoy. That is the second Baruch of Berchas Kriya Shema. That is Bechiras Am Yisrael. That is Torah. So the two brachas, Berchas HaMa'oris number one, and Berchas HaTorah number two, and a person is Yotze Berchas HaTorah Ba'ahav Rabba. So Berchas HaMa'oris could bring you to Hashem Echad, but Hashem Elokeinu you could only achieve from Torah. And that is what we call Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So what Rashi teaches us in this week's parasha, you start your day with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and you end your day with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. That is beyond Mitzvahs Kriya Shema B'Shachvacho Uvkomecho. And the Kpeda of Kol HaKroyer Kriya Shema B'Litfel and Kilo Mayed Eidu Sheker, that is only Kriya Shema Sheyotzen Bo Yedei Choyvosoi. And that is Kriya Shema Sheshachas that we say B'Seder HaTfilah Im Birchoyseo. So this is a thought about a pasuk in this week's parasha. I want to share with you another thought, which is also associated with Bilam's brachas. So Bilam was the greatest mekalel of his generation. He had a degree in cursing. He had a diploma. And he was the master cursor in the entire world. And he had a very steep fee. You know, to get his services, you need to pay a fortune. But some people were willing to pay all that money to get a good curse for their enemies. So Bilam is hired by Balak to be Mekalel Klal Yisrael. Could he understand his specialty? Why he was such a big mumcha in Klolois. So the Gemara says twice in Shas, Brochas Dav Zayin Abed Ezora Dav Dalet, HaKodesh Boch Hu Zoy Eim B'Kol Yoyim Rege Kememre. There is one moment, a second, maybe a nanosecond, that HaKodesh Boch Hu's wrath arises. Rege Echod B'Kol Yoyim HaKodesh Boch Hu Koyes. And Bilam was a Navi. And he knew exactly when that moment comes. And if you give a klala that moment, you have a very good chance that that klala will be miskayim. So Tosis asks a fundamental question. If it's 1 second or even a fraction of a second, what could you say in a fraction of a second? How many klalas could you push into a fraction of a second? Two terutzim and toises. What is relevant to what we are discussing? Bilam said one word, kalem. Kalem. Destroy them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes kalem and he reads it the other way around. Kalem is Oseas Melech. And that is what the Pasuk says, Utruas Melech Bo. Bilam says kalem. And the klala becomes a brocha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu switches the letters around, and kalem becomes mela. And I remember as a young boy when I learned this the first time, I wondered, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to ignore Kilim's, Bilam's klala, so miyoy meloy matase, he needs to play around with letters to turn kalem into mela. What does this mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns Kalem into Melech, and that is what the Pasuk says, Truas Melech Bo. So first I want to talk a few moments about letters. Yes. Letters of the Torah, letters of Lashon HaKodesh, have extreme significance and power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu istakel b'yoraisa v'boro alma. That's the very first Medrash Rabbah in Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Because Baruch Hu created the world by Torah. What does that mean? Letters. Basara mamorois nivrahu oilam. In Kabbalah, we learn about eses sfirois. Kesach chochma bino, chesed gibor tefes, netzach hoy disoid malchus. Reb Chaim Mevolozhin, in his sefer an avos, Ruach Chaim, and the Mishnah Sora mamorois, he writes, Sora mamorois and eses sfirois are the same. What the Mekabolim call Eses Sfirois, the Mishnah calls Asara Mamorois. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire creation with psukim in Torah. And that is Sefer Yetzirah. And Brochas Daf Nun Hei, the Gemara says, Yodea hoyu betzalel letzeref otiyot shebehem nivru shemayim va'oretz. Otiyot shebehem nivru shemayim va'oretz. And when Bezalel makes the Mishkan, he uses those oisiyos shebehem nivru shemayim va'oretz. Lefi pshutim shel dvorim, Bezalel was a craftsman. And they were mumchim. And that is emes. But that's not the whole story. The Mikdash and Kalev wasn't just like any other beautiful object or any other structure. To build a bayis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not only using materials and being a good contractor. To build a bayis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Shlosh HaShchina, Bezalel needed to know Hoisiyah Shebehem Nivru Shemayim Va'oretz. Sefer Yetzirah is one of the earliest Sforim. It is actually Miyuchas to Avraham Avinu. And a Sefer Yetzirah is structured like Mishnayos. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. There's an interesting line. Every line in Sefer Yetzirah is Seudas. Then Amban and the Ravid wrote Pirushim and Sefer Yetzirah, and in later generations the Ri HaKodesh and the Gra. Only the giants in Kabbalah. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Ein betoiv lamala ma'oneg, ve'ein b'ra lamata menega. And it is clear, like all the Mefarshim explain, oneg and nega are the same letters. So when Midas Adin is Nefach L'Rachamim, Nega becomes Oinig. If you read it the other way, Misefa L'Reisha, Nega is Oinig. So the Sifra Drush say, Vehine HaNega Loi Hofech Es Einoi, the Ayin didn't switch to the other side. And that means it's still a Nega. And the Nega wasn't transformed to Oinig. Midas Adin wasn't transformed to Midas Anachamim. Ki Anega loy hofeches einoy. The Ayin is still at the end and not at the beginning. So I give all these introductions to understand the significance of letters. So it shouldn't be such a pella that when Midas Adin is Nefach L'Rachamim, Kalein becomes Melech. But Libi Yoimeli is another kavona as well. Bilam says, Kaleim, destroy Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down from the heavens and laughs and tells Bilam, I never heard such a stupid request. Never. Kaleim, if they go, everyone goes. If they go, everything goes. If they go, you go as well. Bereishis boro arakim b'shul yisol shenikru reishis. The world. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Nobody really knows. Those are soides bereishis. But Rabbeinu Bachye, a few times in his Sefer Al HaTorah, also in his Sefer Kad HaKemach, and that's the second Rabbeinu Bachye, was a Talmud of the Rashba, talks about a concept of dira b'tachtoinim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted a dira b'tachtoinim. Reb Chaim Vital, the shofar of Daria Kodesh, deals with this concept in a different lashon. En melech b'li'am. Kodesh Baruch Hu is melech malchi amlochim. But every king wants subjects. And every king would like to have subjects that are happy with his kingship, that are happy to be his citizens. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. כדי ששמוי הגודל יסגדל ויסקדש בעולמוי. And that is our duty as Klal Yisrael. We are the only ones that say twice a day, four times a day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, and that is Tachlis HaBriya. Lahamlech es HaKodesh Bohu B'Yoylamoy. So I mentioned before, in Kabbalah there are 10 spheres. Kesach Chochme Bino, Chochme Gevurah Teferes, Netzach Oyin Yisrael Malchus. And these 10 spheres are divided in 4 Oylamois, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. So without going into many details, the 9 upper spheres are divided in the 3 upper Oylamois. Oylam Asiya is the world we know. It is the world, the realm in which we are born, in which we die, in which we do mitzvahs, in which we do. It is the world of nature. And Oylam Asiya has only one sphere, Malchus. Because that is what this world is about, Malchus. Malchus Shamayim. This is the world in which only Klal Yisrael, our Mamleches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Simchu, B'Avu, U'Berotzoin. Because all the Malachim up in the heavens have no Bechira. And that is why they're not as important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we are. Because it is only we that are Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim Mebechira, out of free will, Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim B'Ahava. And that is the profound idea of Kalem. So what's going to be with Melech? If I destroy them, there is no Malchus. So crazy Bilam, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, what a stupid request. Kalem, then everything goes. Then I don't need this world. Ha'olam chayzer letohu vevahu. And that is the profound pshat in Kalem. No, Truas Melech Bo. Kalem contradicts Malchus. And because Truas Melech Bo, Kalem could never be. So we were here before anyone else. We will be here after anyone else. Because Bereshis Boro Alekim Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. Ashrei is the perek hachovev biyoyser of Tehillim. And that is why, just like we say Kriya Shema twice a day, we say Ashrei twice a day, more than twice a day, but in Shachris and in Mincha. And Ashrei is the letters of Aleph Beis. There are 3 psukim in Ashrei which talk about Malchus Shemayim. Kvoid Malchus Choyameru, Igverosu Yedaberu. להודיע לבני יודם גבירוי סלחוי דדה מלכוסוי. מלכוס חום, מלכוס כל אילומים, וממשל תוכו בכל דוי ודוי. Realize that these 3 פסוקים are אויסייס קלעים. קוף, למד, מם. כבוד מלכוס יאמר, להודיע לבני יודם מלכוס חום, מלכוס כל אילומים. And I think that is quite obvious. קלעים could never come to be because of מלכוס שמיים. And that is the amkus of Kalem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Truas Melech Bo. Kalem is Oisiyas Melech. So that cannot be. So this is the tafkid of every Yochid Miyasol, every individual. Hein Am Kalovi Yakum, Velo Yishkaf Ad Yorchel Teref. We start our day with Kabbalah Salma Chashamayim. We end our day with Kabbalah Salma Chashamayim. And that is the tafkid of Klal Yisrael as a people. Lahamlich es HaKodesh Bohu B'Yoylamoy Yizgadel V'Yizkadesh Shemei Rabo. So have a good Shabbos and have a wonderful summer. And wherever you go for the summer, always remember, your Talmidim of Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim V'Avis Chesed. So whichever camp you will be, whether you're going to be a counselor or a teacher or whatever you are, don't forget to be kavei etim l'toira every day, b'yoyim or b'layla. Be mishtadl always to daven with minyan. And remember that you're b'nei Torah. And remember that after this long summer, Chodesh Elul comes along. And bear that in mind when you're vacationing. So have a good Shabbos. And gesinnt zemah.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.